This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I'm not exactly what you'd call an outdoorsy guy, but at this time of year, I guess I can't even complain about a trip to the park. So that's where we'll end up today, in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, where the writer Carolyn Corman went recently to try out a new app.
Red Wing Blackbird, Cedar Waxwing.
That's right, an app.
Red Wing Blackbird.
For bird watching.
Cedar Waxwing. Robin behind us. That was a robin, that was a frog.
I'm Carolyn Corman, and we're in Prospect Park,
very distant song,
Brooklyn.
Squirrel.
I'm here with Tom Stevenson
Robin.
To do a field test on an app he's been developing
Robin.
Called Bird Genie.
Blackbird.
Shazam for bird song.
That's a good description. I like that.
For most birders, knowing what the songs are around them is one of the most difficult parts of birding, and in some ways the most important part of birding, because maybe 85% of the time, especially in migration, you're hearing the birds way before you see them.
Most birds you don't see unless you have incredible quick eyes.
I'm going to try to pitch this house wren to see if it stirs it up. Oh, I saw it there. It stopped. Normally in the spring, that bird would just keep singing. That's a cardinal, a chipmunk over there doing that chipping. Let's see if we can get this robin. Okay, we got a dog there. So I just tapped it to start and I tapped it to stop. And here's the recording, and I can play it.
So that's the sonogram of what we just heard. It's a bunch of gray marks.
But you
like
can
an
see
abstract
the
painting.
You can see that there's a song and then a gap. And then I can say, all right, match that song. And there's Robin. And then I can go to Robin and I can say, all right, you can match that. Or was it Oriole?
No.
See how the pitches are slower and it's not as rhythmic? Mm-hmm. So, and then you could say, oh, I think it's a Robin. Oh, yeah, it's a Robin. There are the pictures of the Robin. You can email it to somebody, or you can put it on your Facebook and Twitter, I think.
Very cool.
Tweets on Twitter. I'm not 100% sure if Twitter is implemented, but there's a way in the program you can opt into anonymously sharing your recordings. And that will allow us, assuming that people adopt the program across the country, to develop a database of all the covered species all across the U.S. That will be the first time that's ever happened. I'm going to record that warbling very right here. There it is, warbling very.
Oh,
so
right
it
away.
Got the song right away. Yeah, because it was a little bit louder than. See how it was a little louder than the. So there's the sonogram of warbling very.
The sonogram so quick.
Yeah, it's all fast. And I was still walking around a little bit, so you can hear me clunking. We should go get the house rent. With the robin singing in the background here. See if we got it. It looks a little quiet.
You can read Carolyn Cormon's piece about Tom Stevenson and about other nature apps at newyorker.com.